The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar, discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I am shaking. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm Becca Tobin, blogger, actress, anything. I can't even think right now. I'm so excited.
Anything.
Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist of Entertainment Tonight. To my right is Jack Vanek of Jack Vanek Clothing. She designs a lot of cool shit. And guess what? We are, for the first time, in our own studio.
I'm doing spirit fingers right now.
Yes, we're all so excited. We've been at the Podcast One studio, who we love and adore and appreciate, and they've been so incredible to us. We're still with them, but we are moving on up into our own space, our own podcast studio, and it's cute AF in here. Kelty did an amazing job. And
let's be honest, our new sound engineer, Elena, who also does my expense reports and also
everything
makes sure
else.
I eat, she's like the woman of all trades, is our new sound engineer. And I'll be honest, I was like, I painted the room, but Elena pretty much did everything else. So.
Thank you for everything, Elena. The Lady Gang would be nothing without you.
It really would.
And Kelty wouldn't know how to wipe her own ass.
That's
so
true.
We really appreciate you.
Yes. Okay.
So before I move into something exciting, I had a question of the week. And
yeah.
That is,
let's hear it.
What is your fall investment piece? Or like, what are you going to buy for fall that's just like...
Good question. Mine is nothing because I know. I was inspired by you. Didn't you have like a year of no spending last year?
It's this year.
Oh.
And
how's it going?
I made it about 6 months.
Okay. So
that's a hard goal. That's a really hard goal.
When my new contract at ET started, I would do a year of not buying anything. So I'm just accepting gifts and hand-me-downs and rent the runway.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mine is a good black ankle boot, mm-hmm. but in a very specific black ankle boot that ties up and hits me at the right point in my ankle. And of course, because it's a specific thing, I can't find it anywhere.
It's hard. I just bought a good black ankle boot.
From who?
Eero. I-R-O.
Oh.
Isn't it Eero?
I don't know.
Anyways, yes. They're really good. But my fall investment piece is I want a tiered, long, like midi length skirt to wear with like
so
big slouchy sweaters and booties.
Like a tight one?
Like a column skirt.
Not a pencil.
Not a pencil. Like,
but not a circle.
What's
right.
A column?
Not
what?
An A-line. Like a column is a straight down.
Yeah. Mm, but it's not like tight.
Is
no.
It going to flare at the end? Like it's like.
No, it's like a straight down with tiers.
And it hits you midi length.
Like midi
like
length.
Like below your knee.
Which for me is like almost to the ground.
Right.
But I'm
so
really.
It's a mini skirt on Kelty.
Yeah.
It's a full length on Becca.
Exactly.
Okay.
That'll be
so,
easy to find.
Now it's time for.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
You guys, we had a submission. From a lady ganger.
I think I should introduce it.
You should introduce it.
Before we start Good Week, Bad Week this week, it's time for an emotional reading of the best bad week from the Lady Gang Facebook group. Read by actress and one-time Teen Choice nominated actress, Becca Tobin.
Thank you so much. I feel like I don't get nearly enough recognition for that nomination.
I never even knew that.
That's right. That's right. They don't even televise the award I was nominated for.
So what was it?
Like TV's best villain or some bullshit.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Okay. So this is from Hannah. Saturday night, I went out drinking in my new city with a new group of girls and had the best time. What I remember, at least. So Sunday morning comes around and I wake up and the usual symptoms, splitting headache, violent nausea, because I had such a great night. None of the usual self-loathing and regret that normally accompanies a hangover from hell. Not yet, that is. That sounded fun.
That's great.
No, because you missed a word, but whatever.
I did miss
people
a word.
People get the gist.
People get the gist.
Yeah.
Hannah understands.
Keep going.
Sorry, Hannah. I'm not good at a cold read. I then... basically, she's hungover AF.
Guess we know why you didn't win. No,
this is why I haven't worked in 2 years. She's really hungover, but she doesn't have the normal self-loathing.
Yeah, she feels great
about
it.
Because she met new friends and had such a good time. I don't
know.
Probably
hooked up with somebody, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I always have self-loathing.
Me too.
Okay. So
anxiety.
Then she gets a text that says... Who got laid by whom? From, you guessed it, my mother. I frantically search my phone, and then I see it. I pocket-dialed my mother at 1:30 in the morning and left a 4-minute voicemail very drunkenly describing my night in detail, which might have included some heavy flirting with my boyfriend. Eek. The universe clearly thought I needed a healthy dose of humility. 3 days later, the hangover may have passed, but the crippling humiliation hasn't.
Yes, Hannah.
Hannah.
We love you. Be a part of the Lady Gang.
I have news for you, Hannah. I can beat that. A few years ago, more like 10, that's a few in my mind, I was at a bar, and I pocket dialed my dad. My dad. And I said something along the lines of, I'm going to F him.
But your dad's so cool that I'm sure he's like,
he
eh,
does
whatever.
Not want to hear his like then 21-year-old daughter like say, him. I'm gonna F him.
Cute. Did
disgusting.
You?
No.
But did you F the guy?
No, but like gross. And my dad, he's probably listening to this and he remembers exactly what I'm referring to. All right.
Let's do it.
Time. Time for our own good week, bad weeks. Who's gonna start?
I'll start,
I guess. Jack is gonna start.
We don't have our phones with us, and it's very hard for us to remember what our good week, bad weeks are now.
It is hard.
So I'm going to start with my bad week.
Okay.
So last night, I was on a very, very mediocre first date, which pretty much has been the story of my life for the past 9 months, is just mediocre first date after another.
Mediocre is such a good word.
It was barely mediocre. So I'm on this date with this guy. He is... talking about himself the entire time, which is my biggest pet peeve. And I don't understand how people don't realize how narcissistic they are, that they have not asked me a single
question
about myself.
Because they're narcissists.
Love a narcissist.
They can't help it.
Yeah. So.
Just ask us.
That's why you don't know me at all. So this guy's blabbing. I don't even know if he knows my name. He hasn't asked me a single thing about myself. And... you know, I'm just sitting there nodding and, like, engaging in conversation because I'm, like, a nice person and I know how to listen. And then it happens and I have to change my tampon. You know, you get, like, the feeling and you're like, ooh.
The rush.
You're like, now something's happening down there. It's time to go.
Yeah.
So I try to, like, find, you know, a part in his monologue to try to stop him so I can go to the bathroom. And I take my backpack to the bathroom and, yes, I have a backpack. And I, you know, go to... change my tampon. Don't have any tampons left at all. So I did the thing.
No.
Where you
no.
pile up all the toilet paper and just stick it in your underwear and cross your fingers and hope for the best. And I was wearing a very, very tight pair of pants that you could like, you could probably see something that
the
was
bulge?
Happening. I had a little bit of a bulge. So I just had to wait for the rest of the date. Just to go on and hope that I didn't bleed through my self-made pad, but I made it, thank God, and went home. The guy didn't kiss me, thank God, and, you know.
Are you going to see him again?
No.
Let's mail him that toilet paper.
I feel like, thanks for the date. I don't know if you remember who I am because you might not know my name.
You
but.
Know what? I feel like being a woman, you should just be able to, like, snap, snap, and then a tampon should just be in your hands. Like, the plight
and I asked. There was nobody
the
around
tampon
with it.
Is so intense.
You always got to have an emergency tampon somewhere that you never
always,
use.
But then you use the emergency and you forget to replace the emergency. And then
true.
You're just,
that's what I think I did. So, yeah, that sucked. I'm on my period. But my good week... so if anybody has listened to our podcast for the past year, I have my period basically all the time because of my IUD. And I have the worst cramps in the entire world. And like 2 years ago, I like backed this Kickstarter for this thing called Livia. And it was like this little machine that's supposed to like get rid of your cramps. And I forgot about it because it was like 2 years ago and they went through all this FDA testing and I didn't even know if it was going to end up being backed. But they sent it to me. Like last week, and I got to use it for the first time yesterday.
What is it?
And I think it works. So I'm wearing it.
Oh, let's see. It's a little guy, uh-huh. And it has these little patches, like a sticky patch that you put, like, over your uterus, and it's, like, one of those, like, electromagnetic stimulation things, and it's supposed to keep your nerves busy in your uterus so you don't get cramps, so it, like, blocks the pain.
Is it working?
I think so. I mean, I haven't gotten cramps for the past 2 days. I don't know if it's like a placebo thing, but I kind of love it.
Are you going to have a baby with three heads, though?
Maybe.
Okay, let's be careful.
How
with
did that FDA testing go in?
I know. I'm like basically their guinea pig. I'm like the first person that probably has gotten
They're like,
it.
Actually,
so we'll
Jack, you're the test subject.
God.
Your Kickstarter has
They're
arrived.
Like, I'm patient zero.
Let us know how it goes.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Kelsey?
But I like it. Who knows?
I have such a great story that I know you're not going to enjoy, Becca, as my good week, but Jack, you're in.
Ooh,
okay.
What's it gonna be about?
There was a guy on the. I'm going to explain it for everyone that's not in the United States. On the last season of The Bachelor, there was a guy named the Waboom guy, and he did this thing where he was like, "Waboom!" And like everyone was like, "Why are you here? What's your company? Like, you're so confusing." And he like made it a couple weeks, I think, just because the producers kept him because he was so crazy. But he did this whole like, "Waboom!" Like he walked out of the limo and he just like started going, "Waboom!" And she was like, "Hey!" Like it's so, and he's not even cute.
I think he's handsome.
Okay, of course Jack does. Jack will date mediocre
I follow him on Instagram, you guys. It's bleak out there.
So I've been saving this for a couple weeks, but I was covering the Emmy Awards, which happened in Los Angeles. It's a big TV award show that happens, and I was at the Fox after party. So all the television networks in the States, they have these after parties and celebrities come. So Fox was like the cast of Empire, the cast of This Is Us, like all these different people. And then I like turned to the left, and I see Waboom talking to the people like that are running the red carpet, and I overhear him saying,
"No,
what's his real name, Mike or something?"
Whatever
his real name is, he's like, "My real name is real name," and he's like trying to get on the carpet to get his picture taken like do press, and then he goes, "No, no, no, you know me. I'm Waboom guy from The Bachelor."
No, he didn't.
Was he wearing a Waboom shirt?
No, he was just like, "I'm Waboom. Do you watch The Bachelor?" And she was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I'm Waboom, like the Waboom guy." And like trying to make his way on the carpet. And she's like, "I'm sorry, you're not on this list." And he's like, "No, Waboom." Like, and then you just went in the regular minion way. And I thought it was so funny. Like, what a low in Hollywood when not only are you the Waboom guy, but you're trying to get into, like, the fourth-rated Emmy party. And, like, just go to the party. Why do you have to walk the carpet? The carpet was literally 4 feet long. Like, there was three photographers there. It was such a move that I would do. Don't you know me? I'm Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang. Kelty Knight. Anyway, it's amazing.
That is my worst mother effing nightmare.
Like, when you have to say your own name?
I would never do it. I won't even walk a carpet unless I've been asked to walk the carpet.
Yeah,
I would never walk up to someone and be like, hey, I'm Becca Tobin. Here's what I did. And can I walk this carpet? There's no way in hell.
The worst thing is when you walk the carpet and, like, some of the photographers know your name. And then you get down towards the end where they don't know your name. And they're like, "What's your name?" And you're like, sadness. Like they're not asking Angelina Jolie what her name is. You know, it's very annoying.
God, that gave me a panic attack.
And he's embarrassing. Does he want to come on the podcast?
I bet he would.
We'll take you.
I follow him on Instagram.
No, I don't need him.
Okay.
I want him.
All right. So my bad week is something I haven't talked about. I was waiting to like heal a little bit. But as many of you who follow me on Instagram, most of you don't know, I lost my sweet hobo 3 months ago. My dog passed away and it was really hard. And I'm still really sad. And I think about her every day. And I was hoping I would feel better at some point, but I don't. But I do want to say, as part of my horrible bad week, the Lady Gang love of like all of you that have lost pets, and you are so sweet. And the best thing ever, and I will never forget it, is something that Becca Tobin,
from Queen.
No, she said to me, I was like, I was so, she's Teen Choice nominated Becca Tobin. She said to me, I was like so distraught. Like I've lost so many humans in my life, but like for some reason this just rocked me. And I said to her, like, am I always going to feel so like horrible? And she texted me and she said, it will never go away. You will never feel better, but it won't always be this debilitating. And I thought that was like the best thing for grief that I've ever heard in my life, because it was true. Like, as time goes on, I can live my life and be happy. I'm still sad about it. But like, it's not that I can't get out of bed. I'm like crying at Container Store kind of sadness. Like, I'm getting a little better. Anyway, so that was my bad week. And I just want to say thanks to everyone who was so sweet to me. And I didn't think I'd be able to hold it together until a few months has passed. But now I did. Thank you. That's it.
And you have your pretty paw necklace on.
Yeah, yeah, I got so this cute, like really cute paw necklace. My makeup artist in New York's dad is a jeweler. And I had gone to this like charity event for dogs a couple years ago, and I'd taken Hobo, and they did like a print of her little paw.
Oh, so you had the print.
I had the paw print already.
Oh, that's great.
And I just faxed it over to her, and so I have like a real paw print necklace.
It's really cute, and it's really like,
yeah,
dainty.
It's so cute. Like yeah, and I haven't taken it off, so I love that. So I'm almost ready for a new dog, though. Like,
what are you gonna get?
I don't know. I just like I gotta have a person. Like, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
You don't realize how much you talk to your animals, even though they can't talk back. Mm-hmm. Like, I talk to Hobo all day long. So when I'm at home, I'm like, who do I talk to? I'm so lonely.
Yeah, and they're not gonna be an asshole back to you like people.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, it's so hard. Well, I'll do my bad week first because I think it's gonna really lift you up. And I know it sounds crazy that the bad week's going to lift you up, but I'm going to do something, the bad week by proxy that we sort of started.
I love a bad week by proxy.
It's so good. And I just, this is a good one. So I was at a party, a birthday party, and I have to sit down and talk to people, which I hate doing, and I hate meeting new people. It all
hates talking to people.
It all sucks. But the silver lining is that I got this story. This was actually from someone I already knew who I actually liked, because I found the one person I do like. He lives in Hollywood, and he was saying how he wants to move because he's in like a really rough area, and parts of Hollywood can be very, very seedy. And remember the guy that chased me down the street with a whip? That was Hollywood.
So lived there for 4 years.
Yeah, it's terrible. For those of you who don't know. So he's like, I just have to get out. He woke up the couple mornings before this, and he went down to his car. It was really, really early in the morning, and he's like, you know, there's some shady people who go around the carport. They kind of, like, sneak around, hang out, whatever, but they, for the most part, will leave you alone. They won't harass you. So he has to use a car cover because there's a tree that, like, drops some sort of weird waxy sap
yeah,
and it'll ruin his car. So he started doing a car cover. He thought it was genius. So every morning he wakes up, he goes down, he unrolls the takes car cover off and rolls it up and puts it in his trunk. So he starts rolling up the car cover and he's like, ugh, the sap is so gross. Like, it's
oh my God.
No.
It's extra disgusting this week. So he starts rolling
it's
it up.
Extra white.
Not white.
Oh no.
Brown. And he's finally, he's just like, this is disgusting. I'm putting it in my trunk. He walks around to the front seat of the car and he sees human feces.
In the car?
On the side of the car. And realizes.
Somebody shit on the top of the car?
Someone shit next to the car and then used his car cover.
To wipe.
Oh my God.
To wipe their ass.
Wait, this is in, this is outside.
This is like a car.
Carport
driveway. That's like apartment situation.
It doesn't matter where it was, Jack.
Well, I didn't know if
the
it was
details
like,
don't matter.
I didn't know if it was like inside of the gate.
No, no, no. Because he has to have the car cover because he's outside.
Right,
like
right.
It's like a little like parking Whoa. Area, whatever. Right. So he then runs inside to his house, tries not to touch anything, and goes under like scalding hot water with bleach and
oh
is crying because that he's touched the car cover
because he with thought it was
he thought it was sap. Because it's just, you just never know.
Oh, my God.
It's a good one.
Yeah, that's right. Bad week.
Bad week.
That's bad.
Let's end, let's end on a
here's my good week.
Note.
So wait, did he move, though? Was that the last straw?
He did. He found a place when I had talked to him, and he was moving. So there you go. My good week is this. I don't know if I've ever discussed it, because it's such a shameful habit that I picked up a few years ago. I was started smoking socially, and not started. I mean, that's a lie. When I was 18 and I went to college, like, I started smoking cigarettes because you do ballet and you, like, want to not
eat. And you
eat.
Take a lot of Adderall and then you just, like, smoke. Yeah.
Yeah. So you started smoking cigarettes then. I stopped completely in my 20s because it's disgusting. And I was never, a heavy, heavy smoker. It was maybe one or two a day, whatever. So then I went through something kind of shitty, very shitty, 3 years ago. And the only thing that made me feel better was self-destruction, which was smoking cigarettes. So I started smoking a lot. So over the last 2 years, I've definitely weaned off of it. But finally, one day, I said, I'm done. Like, I'm done with being stressed out and coming home and having one cigarette. Because that was what it was. It wasn't like a light up in my car or whatever, whatever. It's like, oh, I'm having a glass of wine. I'll have a cigarette. I know you're all so disappointed in me right now, but that's fine. I read this book called The Easy Way by Alan Carr. He's no longer alive, but I downloaded the audiobook and he's a genius. And for 5 hours, I listened to this book.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking. I cold turkey, done.
Like, what was the book about?
It's The Easy Way to Quit Smoking.
Oh.
And it's for anybody, even if you're not like a heavy smoker, even if you're a social smoker, whatever it is, it sort of breaks your habit. It's incredible. Like, it's really amazing. And now people smoke around me and there's not one part of me that wants to take part. Whereas before, when I would try to quit, I would be like, oh, that looks kind of nice. I want one.
Is it like psychological things?
Yeah, or it's psychological.
Like, cigarettes are going to give you cancer.
No, it's not scare tactics because those don't work. It's literally psychological and it's breaking down why
like
you want
like
the cigarette.
Too. Yeah.
That you really don't want the cigarette.
It's just shocking to me that I literally know more about your butthole and all this time. I know about your vagina and your butthole and your sex life. I never knew you were a smoker.
I know,
yeah.
Me either.
It's crazy.
Well, because I never...
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but I never really thought of myself as a smoker.
Right.
Because I... Number one, I would rarely go buy cigarettes.
Right.
And if I had them...
If you have, it's not like you're smoking a pack
a
day.
No. I would, like, if I had a shitty audition, I'd come home and have a cigarette. Or a couple drinks, definitely have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, Becca.
Thanks.
Good job quitting smoking.
It's been...
In 2017.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's been over 2 months.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's get on to the fun stuff. It is allegedly Wussa Happening 6, and we've got stuff to talk about.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
And we're back. Our guest today is us, and we're going to talk about pop culture things. Let's get through. There's so much to get through, but let's begin.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Are you ready?
Of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. We have to talk about this first. Reportedly, allegedly, Wussa, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie and Kim are all pregnant at the same time.
Wait, my question about this is they still haven't, like, released a statement themselves.
Correct.
It's just, like, somehow TMZ knew about it and none of them
I have a source that Kylie is definitely pregnant.
Well, I think that they...
Allegedly.
I think they probably, approved it or whatever to go out into the press.
No, they don't approve it, but, like, the Kardashians have a lot of leaks.
Right.
Beyonce has no leaks. Like, those twins were born, and nobody knew for 2 weeks. We're like, are the twins born? I literally was, like, outside the hospital trying to see if Jay-Z came to the... Like, the Kardashians have a lot of people in their inner circle that are chatting.
But it's also probably on purpose.
They want it to.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's their business.
Yeah.
But it's just so crazy.
I didn't even know Kylie had a boyfriend.
Is it... It's, what's his face?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
He's a rapper?
I'm excited for... Why am I the happiest for Chloe?
Because she wanted to get pregnant
for
a long time.
Because I thought she wasn't able to get pregnant.
Yeah, I think she's problems.
And kind of brave of Kim to do a surrogate, even though I know a lot of people do. Anyway.
Brave? Well, it's because she, like,
can't have another kid.
She can't, but, like, I thought people might, like, tear her apart for that.
Or, why?
I thought there might be, like, a spin of, like, she's too lazy to have, like, you know what I mean? Like, obviously people know it's medical, but people love to hate her.
I feel like if that would have been her first child, then maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she doesn't want to, like, do anything to her body or something. Yeah. But she had two kids.
Yeah.
More importantly... AOL Instant Messenger is shutting down after 20 years. What was your screen name? Go, Jack. I know yours.
My first was BabyGirl000GURL. And then my second was BlondieBaby33, but with, like, lowercase L, lowercase B, capital O, lowercase O, capital
N.
Yes,
I did that too.
Yeah.
What was yours, Becca?
One Lil BT.
I also had SkaterGirl00.
SkaterGirl?
S-K-8-R.
It was an 8.
Yeah. SK8R.
I'm so boring. Dancing Celts.
Oh, that's
so boring. All lowercase. I didn't really know
how computers
worked.
I also had a shot of Jack, which
a shot of Jack
was
pretty good.
You need to bring that back.
That's your spinoff.
I know.
Ooh. Lady Gang spinoff, a shot of Jack.
Ooh, maybe that's like your quickie 30-minute episode.
Yeah, a shot of Jack.
I
say
all my drunken stories.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is back.
It's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is back. Whatever. I didn't watch it. Becca, Jack, we get a review.
You watched it,
I watched the first episode.
Yeah. There's only been one. Oh, well, now there are
there's more.
Open too.
Okay, anyway, but...
I'm very into it. The first scene is opening up. It's like a... crane shot coming into Larry's house and he's in the shower and he's trying to open a shampoo bottle.
It's so good
because we've all done it. What I love about Curb is, like, you really, every single thing he brings up and does.
So relevant.
Every asshole move, you think to yourself, I've done that, I've thought that, I've mm-hmm. said that, but I'm too ashamed.
Yeah.
He's,
oh, yeah.
Amazing.
He's basically, yeah, doing everything that we all are saying, everything that we want to say. And what I love about Curb and Seinfeld is it's so timeless. You can watch Seinfeld. I mean, that was like 20 years ago. It's still so relevant because they're not dealing with like things that are going on.
Like the Kardashians.
Yeah, is like with relevant? The pop culture. It's always relevant.
Yeah, it's
but like
good.
You can just watch like Curb us. In 30 years and it's still hilarious because you still can't get the damn shower gel bottle
it's
open.
It's true.
I have bad news. I think he has a girlfriend, guys.
I think he does too. I think I've seen him with her.
She's yeah. like our age, or younger yeah. than
she's
us.
She's like hot. 30, I yeah. think. She's hot.
Anyway, okay, moving on.
He likes blondes though, huh?
He does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Tall blondes.
Sup, Larry.
You're next.
Sup.
I'm scared to do that, but yeah.
A shot of Jack for Larry David. Okay. Moki, the fluffy St. Bernard, was recently named the Guinness World Record holder for the longest dog tongue. The tongue measures 7.31 inches from snout to tip.
Are you sure that's not Mochi?
Probably Mochi. What did I say?
It's Mochi.
What did I say?
Moki?
Oh, I don't know.
Mochi. It's like Mochi.
It's
like
hard
the ice
for
cream.
Me. Yeah, I understand.
Can any of you touch your tongue to your nose?
Can you? Ha! Becca does have a
there
talent.
You go, guys.
That
I
is
have
your
a talent.
Talent. We're talking about Teen how choice. We don't have any talents.
Teen choice.
But it's also because you have a very, yeah, very
have a small,
small
face.
Like this, the amount of room from your lip yeah. to your nose is very small. Like Jack
it's
has almost
normal.
Double you.
No, it's normal.
Am I close?
No. She's sort of close.
Congratulations, Mochi.
I know. What are we going to talk about
I just
with
wanted
this?
To, but isn't it so weird when dogs get hot and then their tongue comes out and you're like, I didn't realize all of that was
all
in
that
there?
Was in
well,
there.
I love that. Is it... So does the tongue always stick out of its mouth or is it one that they
I think
can,
it's
like,
a dog whose tongue is so long that it's always out.
That it always yeah. I love the dogs that like hang out like the pugs and it's yeah. just like this dry gross tongue just dangling. Yeah.
Okay, next topic. Kim Cattrall said no to Sex and the City 3.
I'm upset.
We're mad. Why are you mad?
Because I want to see again. I want to see another one. And what is she doing?
Yeah, what is she doing?
Come on the Lady Gang though. Let's talk about it.
We love you.
But why did she say no? Do you know why?
Yeah, what's
no,
the reason?
Here's the thing. So they report...
She and SJP don't like each other.
They do not get along.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm. But the thing mm-hmm. is that the news broke and everyone allegedly said it was over contract negotiations. Like she couldn't get enough money or whatever.
Right.
And she came out and said, there was never even a talk of money because I said I don't want to do it.
Oh,
so
she
it was
didn't
never like
it.
They could have thrown all the money at her, which honestly, Kim,
take
just
it.
Take it.
God,
but
take it.
She didn't want to do it. And then I feel bad for Kristen Davis. Because I feel
too.
Like Charlotte, it's all she's got. Like Sarah Jessica Parker is selling those shoes, which I don't know who's buying them. It's weird. But anyway, but I love you. Come
are
on, Lady Gaga.
Isn't Kristen on a series?
Is she?
I think she might
oh,
be.
Okay. Popular?
I think.
Anyway.
I don't know.
But the thing is that we all know the Sex and the City movies aren't that good.
No.
The one where she got married or
actually,
not married
the
was
first
good.
One was great.
But then the one where they went to Dubai
not great.
Was
well,
like,
there's
what's
no,
happening?
There's no... Whatever three that's ever good. Like,
right.
it's not going to be
it,
good.
We don't need it to be good.
No, you just want it to
can't,
be there.
Can't her character just be, like, in rehab or something and they can shoot it anyway?
Yeah. Right. Or she's
or
living
she could
in, like,
die.
Thailand
it's
or
like
something?
The Olsen
she
twins
could
on
die.
House.
She could die.
She's dead.
She had, yeah. I mean.
Just, yeah, come and film one scene and then get the rest of the movie over with.
Honestly, rethink this.
Damn, I'm sure she's listening
it.
Right now.
I'm really excited for the next topic.
Okay, you want to say it?
Yes.
Okay.
My favorite human on the planet, Bethany Frankel.
Yeah.
Is she's
this
walking,
is not an allegedly. This
no,
is
this
a
is
fact.
Happening.
Fact, fact, fact.
She is somebody who walks the walk, and I really appreciate it. She got private planes herself, filled them with supplies for Puerto Rico, and flew them down, raised money. She raised over $15 million.
It's insane.
From
it's
her
crazy.
Rich friends.
From her rich friends. Here's what I have to say about Bethany Frankel. She is not the only billionaire. She's not even a billionaire. She's not the only multimillionaire in this country. But why is she the only one, like, really actively doing this?
Yeah.
Because she's a celebrity, so she's bringing awareness, but she's also doing it.
Well, yeah. She's doing the dirty work.
She's doing the dirty work. She's going down there. She's like, I don't know. I just...
She's on the front lines.
Yeah. She's like, let me borrow
she's
your
not,
plane. Everyone give me money. I'll fill it with supplies because those people are suffering. It's
yeah.
horrible.
No, it's yeah. really commendable of her to do that, too. Because, yeah, a lot of
she's
people
amazing.
Will donate, which is great.
I didn't know she was so... Like, giving.
Humanitarian.
Yeah.
Did you always know this watching
I never
the show?
Knew.
Kind of. Because she was pretty tough. Like, she's got a very tough shell.
Yeah.
But she has a lot of empathy. You can tell that she...
Yeah.
And also, since becoming a mother, I think that you just become a better person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're
all might
horrible.
Find it out yeah. how that works.
That's why we might terrible. Become
good people one day.
But yes.
Way to go, Bethany.
I'm proud of her.
Yeah, I love her.
It's not just a tax write-off for her. She's going mm-hmm. down there.
Yeah.
You know, she's not too precious.
I can't believe this wasn't number one. And I'm sorry, you guys.
I know.
Oh,
what
my
the
God.
Hell? Why didn't we open up with this?
I know.
It should have been before Good
what
Week, Bad Week.
The
Spidey had their baby. Gunner Pratt has arrived
Gunner
into
Pratt.
The world. Okay, first of all, what do you think of the name? Oh.
I'm into it. No, I was just thinking of what I was going to say.
Gunner.
I'm into it.
Gunner Pratt.
I like that.
My only question is, isn't Gunner usually spelled with an A-R at the
yeah.
end?
Like Gunner.
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 Gunner. I don't know.
Like the famous yeah. trainer, Gunner yeah. Peterson, is that his name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I like the name.
I like the name. It's a badass name.
Gunner. I just think it's so funny that all of, like, our generation's kids,
have
when they grow
names.
Up, are all going to have the weirdest names. And somebody that names their kid John, he's going to be, like, the weirdo.
I know, because there's, like, going to be so it's many.
Everybody's, like, Hayden, Grayson. Yeah.
That's why I have a rule with baby names.
Oh.
What's your rule?
Very specific rule. I think it should only be family names. I think you shouldn't be able to draw a name out of a hat and just make that your child's name. I don't
but
think
what
you,
if
can,
you can only use your grandpa's name.
No, you can go back and you,
you guys,
can
also my kid's
going to
be named Rudolph then.
No, you
Rudolph
can put,
Red Nose Van.
Literally.
You can get creative with it. You can use last names for first names. You can do like, you
that's
know.
That's kind of cool.
I think it's nice because then it's not just a random, oh, the name of this sounds pretty. That's weird. Now my name is Rebecca and my sister is Jessica. We were not named after family members and we have bad names.
There's a, I mean, no,
a good
you don't.
Name.
Mine's better than Jessica, but like, Jessica was the ultimate 80s name.
But here's the thing. If somebody names their kid Jessica now, it's going to be the weird,
yeah,
cool
so
name.
Weird.
Yes, but at least if you're naming it now, like I would be naming it after my sister, so there's relevance.
So you name your baby Jessica?
I'm not naming my baby Jessica.
But
no offense to all the Jessicas, please don't write us hate mail.
No,
your
I mean,
name is beautiful.
I hate,
you're a special snowflake.
You're a snowflake. I hate my name, and I love your name because my sister's name is Jessica. But I don't love your name because I just don't like the name. You know what I mean?
But how will I get little Jagger and Ever Knight?
What?
Well,
those are my baby names.
Ever
Jagger.
Ever
Ever E V E R.
Yeah. Like ever as
you
in
don't?
Happily ever after.
You don't.
That's like a that's an aggressive name.
No, let me go through your family tree. I'll find you a dope name.
Okay.
Anybody, actually. This is a thing
Ooh,
I like
this
to
can
do.
Be like a new business.
I love doing this.
Okay.
Send me a lot of names.
Me too.
Okay.
A lot of family
but
names.
But don't send Jessica.
You can send Jessica because Jessica will be a dope name for our kids.
It will.
It'll just be Sika.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sika.
But can we talk about
Congrats,
Spidey?
Spidey.
We're so
can
excited.
Can we talk about how none of his stories have included anything having to do with the baby?
No, he did have a pair of like baby Gucci shoes.
You're so funny. You
with,
think that's on purpose?
With the hummingbirds.
They're absolutely selling the first
of
photos
course,
of the baby.
But he could have at least been like, I'm a dad.
No, like, literally, it was like the same. Like, they had the kid. It's like,
coffee.
Here's me making espresso.
Yeah.
Here's the hummingbirds. Here's the big picture of my face in the background.
He doesn't want to mess up that money, and I respect him.
I know.
He's
on the
like,
hustle.
We already heard your thoughts on being a dad on Snapchat.
Didn't,
we don't want to pay you us
yeah,
weekly.
That's true. Didn't you see Heidi's maternity photo
Ridiculous.
Shoot?
Oh my God, insane.
So extra.
They're so extra. No one else could get away with doing that.
They're
no
so
one.
Great. I just love their comeback.
I am obsessed. Are we responsible?
We are.
I would like to take responsibility. I'm not sure if that's true.
No, Snapchat's responsible, yeah. But we're the people who gave a stamp of approval to the comeback.
And then he started, yeah.
Doing the podcast
we were
circuit.
We were like the first sad step.
I know. And yeah. But we are the taste makers of America.
We are. And also, I think he would have found a way to get in again, you know, because he's a special snowflake. Speaking
yeah.
of special snowflakes,
yeah.
He is extra special. He would have found his way.
Yeah.
But I want to say that, like,
we helped
maybe
him
we helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with him. I sent him messages on Instagram on the reg.
Oh, I do, too.
On yeah.
And
reg.
He replies every time.
He replies, like, right away.
I feel like we're best friends. But I feel like
him.
He replies to everybody.
I don't know. Let us know, Spencer.
Yeah, Spencer, are you just replying to us because we brought you back from the dead?
Can we also start calling ourselves tastemakers?
Yeah, the tastemakers.
I'm going to start that in the intro. Don't let me forget.
I'm Becca
next
Tobin,
week.
Tastemaker. This is Kelty, a tastemaker.
Iconic tastemaker of
taste-maker.
The
yes.
millennium.
That's such a good.
Okay.
I want to be an alternative
I have an important news story I now need to share with you for a What's a Happening.
Hmm.
Crisco Ray Jesuit High School in Upper Fells Point, Baltimore, had quite a unique reason for an evacuation near the end of the school day on Thursday, October 5th. It wasn't an ill-prepared student pulling a false alarm or an accidentally tipped over beaker in science class. The culprit of the evacuation of over 200 students and teachers, please don't yawn, Becca, in the middle of my story.
So bored.
Turned out to be far more basic, and I mean basic, because a pumpkin spice air freshener. Yep, someone was trying to bring the signature scent of the season into the halls, and it ended up with a call to the hazmat team.
But
there was so much pumpkin spice smell in the room that people were getting nauseous and throwing up, and so they didn't understand what it was. Like,
they thought it was like anthrax or
something. Yeah, they didn't know. They were like, and so then the school got shut down, everyone had to evacuate, and then the dudes came like in the hazmat suit. I saw the pictures.
Oh my God.
For pumpkin spice, which made me think of your candle. Your pumpkin spice basic bitch candle.
I know.
And then I saw someone write, like, I hate the smell of pumpkin spice. And I thought, you shouldn't follow Jack, then. She's, like, so basic. Do you like pumpkin spice? I love it.
I love it. I think it's great.
Chris, my, let me have scents in our house.
I don't like a pumpkin scent.
It's not really pumpkin-y, though.
No, it's hollow. It's spicy.
It's just, it's kind of just smells like cake.
Actually, the greatest scent ever for fall, I discovered it. Sorry to take away from your exhilarating
story.
I was at the Grove. Yes, the Grove in Los Angeles. It doesn't get more basic. And there's that valet stand,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was walking up to it, and suddenly I got this waft of the greatest scent I've ever smelled in my life. And I walked up to the girl, and I asked her, this is the weirdest question ever, but it smells like a dream in here. She goes, oh, it's our Caruso signature scent for the Grove. You can purchase it. You can buy a candle. My
house smells like the Grove.
Did you get it?
I got it. It's the best fall. It sort of gives me like a little bit of a piney, pumpkiny.
I like that.
So it's like a fall winter.
It's fall winter mesh. And it's so good, and it's so luxurious, and it's so basic. Everybody needs to go get it.
Only at the Grove, at the valet center.
The valet stand at the Grove.
I can't believe you don't like my pumpkin spice story. I thought you would really love that story.
No.
Anybody
I appreciate it.
Anybody that likes pumpkin spice, buy my candle.
Next topic. Allegedly, what's happening is Titanic.
Oh my God.
This is also not an alleged.
It's not allegedly, Kelty.
It's 20.
Yeah,
it is. It's not allegedly. It is 20.
It's a what's happening.
That's a fact.
It's not an allegedly. It's a fact what's happening.
I have to say, I really dislike that movie.
Oh my God. What?
I really dislike
it.
Go to the Grove and have fun with your candle friends because you're out of the lady gang.
Okay, you want to know what the most. That movie scarred me.
Yeah.
And it's not because of anything visual, it's the sound of the Titanic going under the water where all the metal is like creaking and that really low.
Yeah.
Have we talked about this?
Yes, yeah. But I don't remember why.
I don't either. Why would that have come up?
But you clearly have a phobia.
I do. It's like it brings back, I don't know what it is.
Do you think young Leo was hot?
So hot.
Oh, that's
but
why
his
this
hottest,
came up.
Yeah. Oh, because we're talking about. Oh,
yeah,
I know. When I saw him at Coachella,
he
wasn't hot.
This is
it's a full circle.
Well, because he's like 50.
Yeah. Well, he's okay to be 50, but they're still hot. Anyway,
he's
puffy. Titanic.
He was the hottest in Romeo and Juliet, but he was so hot in the Titanic too.
Yeah,
he was the hottest in Blood Diamond.
Really?
With
no one saw
South
that movie.
African accent, you guys. It was
I love the
guy South
African
whose
accent.
Life is
that's based on.
Yeah, he was like, I sold my life rights to that movie.
Life.
I
rights.
Want someone to ask for my life rights.
Me too. I'd sell it for like $3,000.
I would just want to. $3,000 is expensive
for your life
I'm
rights.
Like $5. I would say $5, but it has to be my face on the movie poster.
I would say a shit ton of money. But I would have to sit in on the casting of who's going to play me.
Ooh. Who would play you?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it. She has to be obviously younger than I am right now to start from the very beginning. You know what I'm saying?
All right, we're done with
okay.
this, I think.
Allegedly, what's a happening? Scott Disick, who is like mid-30s, late-30s, is dating, allegedly, Sophia Richie, who's like 21?
I don't even know.
I thought she was 19.
He was also just dating Bella Thorne, who was, like, barely 18.
What do you think Nicole Richie thinks of this situation?
She's probably pretty livid. I wouldn't be I just think that that's weird.
We obviously know where his, like, maturity level is at, because all of these girls he's been dating are, like, barely 21 years old.
Right. I don't find an age difference to be that crazy if you're, like, on the same path. Also, you know what I mean? Like, I have friends that are married or dating older guys, and, like,
But we're also older. It's right. weird because, like, so much changes in your 20s that, like, somebody that's, like, 19 to 35, yeah. like, that is a weird time difference.
And also, you saw how, like, messed up he is on television. Like,
yeah, but she's young. Think of how stupid
we were.
No, they
probably are, like, on, like, the same party level.
Yeah, they're on the same party level. And also, think of how stupid we were when we were young, or at least me. I remember getting those train wrecks in mm-hmm. my life and being either A, intrigued by it,
yeah,
mm-hmm. or B, thinking that they're going to be better change or whatever.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you think you're going to change somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, she just doesn't know that that's not really.
But then Lionel, also, like, I think, did E.T. enter? Someone interviewed Lionel and he was like, of course I'm terrified. That was his answer about,
that's
like,
amazing.
What do you think about Scott and
allegedly,
Sophia?
So allegedly. Scott was having a relationship with one of Sophia's best friends, who's a stylist. She's a little bit older.
Oh,
and
that's good.
She and Sophia are now no longer friends because Sophia is now with Scott.
It's so incestuous.
Like, well, Hollywood is
weird.
Just weird.
It's so weird.
Because all
I don't
those
understand.
People, I mean, Scott didn't grow up in it, but like all of those famous people's spawns, they all grew up, they all went to the same like
yeah.
fancy school.
So they've all,
they've all
like,
known each other
yeah.
for their lives.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird. Anyways.
This is also not an allegedly, so I feel like I really failed you guys. It's just a what's a happening. Fixer Upper is ending.
I know, I'm so upset. I hate it. Why?
Why are they ending?
So reportedly, allegedly, they put out the statement and they were like, we're just so busy. Because, you know, they have like now they have the TV show and then they have their like home line and then they have their mm-hmm. silos or whatever. I would like to go there, all of us,
Me
and do
too.
A podcast from there and just buy home goods and breads.
breads.
And then she has the Magnolia Journal, which I get. And that's the magazine. Mm-hmm. And then they wrote the book. And then Chip wrote a new book.
Oh my God.
And then they also just signed a big deal with Target.
Here's
so they have so much going on, but they don't want to film the show anymore.
Is that what it... that's weird.
Here's what I'm going to say. If I were their manager, I might look at JoJo and say, hey, JoJo, I know you're really loving this Magnolia Journal, but that's actually not going to make you a lot of money. What's going to make you
a lot of money
is staying on television and new people. You just want all the eyes on you so that you can continue to make money at Target.
That will buy your magazine.
Because our kids are not going to know who Joanna and Chip are, and they're not going to give a shit about their Target line. I don't know. That's how I feel.
I feel
stay
like
relevant.
Maybe stay relevant.
Mm-hmm. Start a podcast.
Well, maybe.
They probably will.
I also feel like you have to J-Lo your life a little. Like, to me, there is a miss somewhere in the hiring of your people. Because if Rihanna can have, like, a makeup line and world domination,
yeah.
and being, like, maybe you're feeling stressed out that you need to take time away for your family and stuff because you are not good at, like,
delegating
to your people. Like, you need to have, like, a second, third, fourth, fifth person in your life that you trust to pick out that shiplap the way you would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like she's probably, like, I read her book, so I understand how A-type she is, that she's probably, like, wants her hands in all of the things because it's their brand that they love so much. But, like, anyway, I'm sad.
Well,
what am I going to do on Saturdays?
It's upsetting.
We have to watch. I've seen them all.
I have to.
It's just going to be
repeats. Start from the beginning again.
And then they're going to, of course, they're going to try to find, like, the new Chip and Joanna, like, Fixer Upper Los Angeles.
They're
or
already
whatever.
Trying, and these people are awful.
No.
They're awful.
Are they all, like, couples?
Yes. They're awful.
It's not the same.
Ugh.
Anyway.
Bad haircuts and R.I.P. bad accents.
Okay, we're going to move on. I just have one more thing. A woman had cysts on her labia.
Oh, my God.
And she cut it off in surgery, which I'm so sorry for you, Tracy. Then she turned her labia into a one-of-a-kind choker.
Oh,
it's an heirloom, and she said that she did it so that she could wear it around her neck as, like, a trophy of championing, like, her strength during the surgery. Would you wear your labia around your neck?
No.
Are you joking?
What if it was plated in gold?
No.
Plated?
That is
hers wasn't. Wasn't it just, like, didn't
it was
she, like,
just
tie
labia,
it up?
But it, like, kind of turned a weird purple color.
Oh, of course. Because
it's,
like, rotting
dead flesh.
Skin. Yeah.
That is disgusting. I'm sorry. That's disgusting. I can't.
I'm nauseous.
Tracy, get your shit together.
Okay.
She needs psychological help, I think.
Yeah. Okay, last thing. Let's talk about this. Julianne Hough said that she feels 10 times sexier now that she's married. Discuss.
Liar. Liar. I have to say, that's insane, and I think she's lying.
Well, it's because I think she was a virgin, so she's having sex for the
virgin?
First time.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
gosh.
Not. Was she a virgin? I feel
know.
Like she's a virginal.
I don't think
it does,
so.
You don't think so? Okay.
I don't think so.
She feels 10 times sexier
what
now
was
that
her
she's
reasoning?
Married. I don't know. Mm. That's all I saw.
Here's what I'm going to say.
It sounds like kind of
as a newly married woman.
Yeah.
Do you I'm not sexier? Saying I feel less sexy, but I certainly don't feel sexier because men, when they see that you're married, like those young hot boys that we enjoy getting checked out by to think that we still got it.
You don't got it.
You
I
don't,
mean, you've got it.
I mean, I've got it, but the difference between being a missus to those hot boys
yeah.
and being like a fun, carefree single lady.
Like a cougar.
A cougar. There's a difference. There's, I don't feel sexier. I mean, I think that that's weird.
I just don't like, is that the reason why she feels sexy? Or is it because, like, now, like, there's a guy that wants her for the rest of her life? Like, that makes her feel sexy? I just don't.
I think she's just trying to bring sexy back for married ladies. And this is her start
way.
To the thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to say, like, don't, if she doesn't mean it, it makes us married ladies who don't feel sexy
yeah.
feel bad.
I feel less – I'm going to say I feel less sexy because there's things you see when you're married to someone, like after spending a long time with them, living in the same house, that, like, you can't get out of your mind. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I love to, like – Chris can hate me right now, but, like, do a face mask with my husband, like, when we're watching TV and I'll put a little on him. But, like, I'm sitting there in a face mask and an old T-shirt and you have a face mask on. Like, we are not sexual at this moment. Like, we are so ugly and I'll never forget that. But there's, like, a friendship that grows. He's my best friend. But you know what I mean? It's not sexier.
Yeah,
sexier is like when you first meet someone and you like put on your black lace underwear because you're like they're going to see you naked for the first time.
Yeah,
like,
let's be serious. It's not
sexier. I was wearing
sexier.
Period underwear yesterday. You
yeah.
know what I mean? To bed. Like, oh, can't wait. Anyway.
Yeah. It's, okay. Sorry, Julianne.
Is there anything you guys want to talk? Sorry, Julianne. You might feel sexier, but we don't.
Maybe, I wouldn't know because I'm single, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't think. That's a crock of shit. Sorry.
All right. Well, it's been fun. When we come back, we have Ask the Femfire questions. Just kidding. Oh, my God. It says Ask the Femfire. I never changed it.
I think you should... Voldemort.
Keep
Voldemort.
It.
Keep
you
it.
Can't
say
ask,
it.
No, we're keeping that for sure. Don't edit that out.
Never say
ask
that
Ask the
word.
Lady Gang is coming. Don't ask the Femfire because they
suck.
Don't
literally,
know.
We will get sued.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanik.com.
It's your own name. Like, it's literally your name. Like, if there's one thing you should be able to say without reading it, it's your name.
I drank so much coffee. Okay, jackvanik.com, use code Lady Gang. All right, we're going to start now.
It's your name.
Our first question, get out of here, comes from Aaron.
Jessica, it's your name.
Jessica. Aaron says, I just recently went for a promotion at work where I was told that I was too overqualified for the position. I'm extremely frustrated. Why are you laughing?
Continue.
I'm extremely frustrated because when a more senior role in the same department opened up, I was told that I'm not qualified enough. Has anyone been in this position? Is it because they don't have the balls to tell me I'm not wanted in that department?
They probably just don't want you.
Yeah, he's just not that into you.
I will say, Chris was going to hire an assistant, and he interviewed a whole bunch of people, and there was a guy who had, like, been an agent and just wanted to get into the music business, but he didn't – he was like, he would have been so good, but he was overqualified because he was like, he'll work here for 6 months, learn all my secrets, and then go
leave,
do his
yeah.
own thing. So I do think overqualified is a thing, but it sounds like if you're too overqualified and not qualified enough, this might not be the place for you to work.
Yeah, I don't know if they just don't have a position that you fit. I don't know.
Go somewhere where they appreciate you.
Yeah.
Use ZipRecruiter.com. Just kidding.
Use our code, Lady Gang.
Jack, when you're hiring employees, like, would you hire someone that's overqualified or underqualified?
No, well, like, those are my only choices.
Yeah.
That's hard. Because, like, yeah, an overqualified person, number one, is going to get bored. And then they're going to have resentment because they're probably not being paid enough for their skills. So that it's like a sticky situation. And then underqualified, they're not going to be able to do the job correctly.
Aaron, I feel like you need to talk to your boss and be like, I've come from both ways. What is it? What do I need to do show you in the next year
yeah.
that can help me get to a place where I'm being opened up for more of these positions? Like,
right.
go ask for some feedback.
And yeah, and let them know that, yeah, that's what you're working towards. And hopefully soon they'll have a position that you are actually qualified for.
Good luck. Okay. Beginnings with the Lady Gang. We pay nothing.
Internships. Our second question comes from Megan. Megan says, I dated a guy for like 6 years. Like is in quotes because we were on and off for a couple of those years. We now live almost 1,000 miles apart, but every time I try to give another guy a chance, I always break it off because I can't get myself to feel that same spark that I felt with the first guy. Help, what do I do? I promise I'm not a whiny biatch, but a sister needs some advice from the Lady Gang. So basically, anytime she tries to get with a new guy, she cuts it off because it's not the same.
Megan, is this missing spark because it's something you can't fully have? Sometimes we mistake a spark for insecurity in a relationship. There's a reason it's on again, off again for 6 years, so examine that. And also, it doesn't mean that it has to be this guy you don't feel the spark with or the six-year relationship. I think that if you start investigating if that spark is really a spark and, like, go out and meet more people, you might realize that it's just – it's not the six-year relationship maybe that's meant for you, but maybe – You're kind of psychologically messing yourself up about it. I don't know.
In the words of Mariah Carey, why are you so obsessed with me? You know, like, it feels like obsession love. Like, the thing have.
Yeah.
And you're just like, you feel that spark because you're waiting for it to be like, this is, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And it feels like if it hadn't happened in 6 years, maybe not.
Yeah.
And I also think the spark sometimes leads to an STD. So... You know, like, get a spark. A spark is good.
Get a spark, but wear a condom.
It's not going to be so fiery that, like, you know, the whole world erupts. Like, sometimes the person you're really supposed to be with doesn't feel as, like, like, it's not crazy. It's more, enjoyment.
Yeah.
I think also with that, like, when I was younger, I had a person like that I was, like, involved with for years and years and years, and I could never get involved with somebody else because I'd always be comparing them in the back of my mind to that person. And I think that there's something really good with, like, a clean break when you're trying to actually look for somebody.
Yeah.
Because you're always going to be going back to this person because you have such a history with them. But that kind of doesn't allow a place, like, within you to, you know, meet new people and, like, give yourself to somebody else. So I say dump this guy.
Also, the spark is bullshit, you guys.
It really is. That's my point. But I don't want to sound like that I have a no-fun relationship.
Yeah. No, I mean... There's a difference. Like, when Zach and I first started dating, I got the butterfly excitement.
Yeah.
So that created a spark. And obviously in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. But I will say that the kind of, insecure, I have to have you,
anxious,
frantic, anxious feeling.
Yeah.
I didn't have with him because I could fully have him.
Yeah.
So I was secure and I felt safe. So it's like... Those guys that I felt that, quote, spark with, it was actually a burning in my vagina.
Yeah, like a mania. It was an STD. No, but it's like a mania. It's like
It is. It's like a frantic, like a, anxious.
Yeah. You know?
Those usually crash and burn just as fast as they start. That's like one thing I've taken out of that kind of stuff.
True.
Yeah. Okay, last question.
Good answer, guys. We really gave
Yeah, we really knocked it out of the park on that question.
Possibly.
Last question comes from Bailey. Bailey says, I'm getting married in May and we finally got the bridesmaids' dresses picked out and only a few of the girls could come for that, which I totally understand. I have 7 bridesmaids and one of them sent me a message saying the dress was too expensive and wondering if we could look elsewhere.
Oh, God.
Help, I don't know the correct way to handle the situation, and now I just feel weird. My sister, who's the maid of honor, thinks she needs to suck it up and pay for it just like everyone else. I'd appreciate any input.
Oof, this is so hard. Becca?
Well, I mean, what should have happened before going shopping was everyone should have told you privately what they're comfortable spending. So it might be time to go back to the drawing board, email everybody separately, and just say, give me a price range you're comfortable with. No judgment. I understand this is expensive. You're never going to wear the thing again, no matter what you say. And then you have to go back to the drawing board. Or I just think it's a dick move to make somebody spend too much money. It's a dick move. And it's a dress. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Get a color.
Yeah. I think your maid of honor, your sister's probably so protective of you, so she's like, everyone should just suck it up. But it's like, you don't want to force this on anyone because this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life. So if, you know, if someone's resenting you already, like, people have different situations and you might look at someone and be like, oh, they're well off, they have a job, like, they can afford it. But like, you never know what's going on behind the scenes, but like, past debt, family debt, like, you know, so you can't really judge. One of the things that I love the most is that people pick a color and they let you pick your dress.
Yeah.
It always looks so beautiful. And, like, bridesmaids that are confident and feel good look the best and have the best time.
And aren't resentful.
Right. Yeah. So I think you got to maybe take it back.
You got to take it back. Or if you don't want to deal with it.
You pay for it.
You pay for it. And you don't bitch about it and you don't tell anybody else. You have a conversation privately with this friend and say, I love this dress. Everybody loves this dress. I'm so, so sorry. But here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Either you split it
or
you pay for it. And then you can't tell anybody else because then it just gets messy.
Yeah. I actually had a friend do that. She had like a really expensive dress and like one of the girls couldn't afford it. And she was like, what? Like, your budget was $100 or whatever, so you pay that, and then I'll cover the rest.
Yeah, no, that's a good way to do it if you're really like.
Congratulations, Bailey!
Yeah, also very exciting.
Have a fun wedding.
Send us pictures. Oh, that's the end. That's the end. You guys are looking at me. I'm like, what's next? The next part is end the show by Kelty Knight.
Yeah,
end it. So how do you think our first show in our new studio went?
Well, I hope it all recorded.
I know.
I hope it recorded. I think it's really cute. We'll send pictures soon, everyone. We're so excited to be back. Thank you so much for listening to our Lady Gang Your Life series this summer. I hope that you guys enjoyed it. Fun fact, the hormone expert is our fourth highest rated
episode.
I know, that's ever. So crazy.
So you guys really obviously loved Candace. Should we have her back on? But we have a lot of fun celebs coming up this fall and a lot more Wessa. And big news coming out about our holiday lady box sooner than later. So stay tuned.
It's
going
to be so good.
Follow us on Instagram at Becca, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight, and at The Lady Gang. Head over to iTunes, subscribe to this podcast so it ends up magically in your inbox every Tuesday. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join The Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.